It's time now for This Week in WCHA Women's Hockey. Welcome to the 2016-17 season. I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. The Premier Women's Hockey Conference opened up its 18th season last weekend with two exhibition games and a league series between St. Cloud and Wisconsin. Last weekend, the St. Cloud State Huskies hosted the Wisconsin Badgers at the National Hockey Center. On Friday, the Badgers blanked St. Cloud 6-0 thanks to a pair of goals by Bailey Wellhausen and a pair of assists by freshman Abby Roque. On Saturday, the Huskies took a 2-1 lead into the third period, but Wisconsin would score three to win the game 4-2. Goaltender Taylor Crosby gave up three goals, but stopped 52 shots against the Badgers. Wisconsin's Sam Cogan had a pair of goals late, which included the game winner and an empty net goal. Also this past Friday, Minnesota hosted an exhibition game against the Minnesota Whitecaps. It was a back-and-forth game between the Gophers and Whitecaps. Minnesota's senior forward Danny Camernese would tie up the game at 2 at the 19-10 mark of the second. Dan Hammond with the call.
From the wall, Brandt centers, but deflected and stolen by Camernese. Less than a minute to play. Camernese from the wall, centering pass, knocked into the air, just sitting there right now. Patty Marshall gets it off. Camernese, top shelf, scores!
The first lead for the Gophers came from a goal from freshman Alex Wilkin at 15:35 of the third.
Katie Robinson now for Minnesota ahead. Here comes Wilkin. Wilkin behind the D. Wilkin scores!
Former Gopher Hannah Brandt scored two goals for the Whitecaps, but the game-winning goal was scored by Minnesota freshman Kippen Keller. The final score was 5-4 in favor of the home team. The Whitecaps then headed north to Duluth to take on the Bulldogs Saturday night. Minnesota Duluth took a 4-1 lead going into the third period with a pair of goals by Ashley Bricklick and Lara Stalder. Bricklick's second goal was the eventual game winner, and goaltender Maddie Rooney stopped 33 of 34 shots she faced for the win. This weekend, 7 of 8 WCHA teams are in action in non-conference pairings. Three head out east. Ohio State's new coaching staff of Nadine Muzeral and Jess Kazumi will get their first look at what their Buckeye team is made of when they take on Rensselaer. 6th-ranked North Dakota plays last year's CHA conference champ Mercyhurst, while Bemidji State will try to prove their critics wrong when they challenge the CHA's preseason number one pick, Syracuse. The biggest question for Bemidji State is how will they fill the holes left by their 8 graduates, 4 of whom were their top scorers. Head coach Jim Scanlon is confident that this year's team can step up to the challenge.
Other players get opportunities. You know, certainly you're going to have your incoming freshmen, but you also have the returning players who may not have had opportunities due to upperclassmen playing in those roles. So now some of those players are juniors and even sophomores are going to be in roles that they hadn't had before. And I think they're ready for it. I think we're going to maybe score more than people expect us to, but we'll see. It's hard to score, but I really like the way our freshmen look. Between them and, again, our returning players, you know, I think we have an opportunity to do pretty good on the offensive zone.
Bemidji State senior captain Madison Hutchinson also tells us what the Beavers need to do this weekend against the Orange.
We expect them to come out real hard, especially since they've been voted first in their conference. So I think we just got to come out and play our style of hockey.
Three more WCHA teams will play host to teams from the East when St. Cloud State hosts Merrimack. The Minnesota State Mavericks host RIT, and Duluth battles 3rd-ranked Boston College. The number 2 team in the country, Minnesota Gophers, host one of the newest teams in D1 women's hockey, Lindenwood, who'll make the trip north from St. Louis this weekend. And the top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers are off this weekend. Three WCHA teams were named in the top 10 of the preseason USA Today USA Hockey Magazine poll. Wisconsin was picked number 1, Minnesota at number 2, and North Dakota came in at 6. While Minnesota Duluth and Bemidji State each receive votes. Next weekend will feature the first full weekend of WCHA play as Bemidji State hosts Minnesota, North Dakota heads to St. Cloud, Duluth hosts Minnesota State, and Ohio State travels to Wisconsin. Until next week, I'm Kelly Schultz for This Week in WCHA Women's Hockey.